you know, Libya experts and rights activists put the UN a notice. The reason we are doing that and continue possibly to have a dialogue with the UN, the processes that have produced governors in Libya have failed to produce the right government. Services have gone bad. Militias have not given up nearly 20 million pieces of weapons, and the economy is in shambles. The infrastructure is terrible, and it caused the army from the east to make a move and go forward to Tripoli early 2019. And we're here in wrangling and having the United Nations trying to institute or conduct a process identical to the one that took place in 2015.
Some are saying that the warning is misplaced because Libyans are the one at loggerheads. Libyans are not keeping their country safe. Libyans should be at the forefront in rebuilding their country. Blaming the United Nations is neither here nor there. How do you respond to such an assertion?
Totally true. Even though Libya does have many brilliant people and people that are capable of running the affairs of Libya, but are not given the opportunity to do that. And that is one of the very, very reasons we are pushing very hard for two particular processes to take place to complement what the United Nations of support in Libya that are have to do with proper nominations, meaning draw from other members of the Libyan society to help produce a very competent government and make nominations public. And also the second component to what we are pushing with the United Nations is a period or a phase whereby you look into the background of the candidates, put them before a public hearing televised so that you can actually vet their skills and vet them out and make sure you have the right people.
What specific steps do you think the UN mission in Libya can take at the moment that you think will help in Libya's process to rebuild the country?
That's a very good question. The UN mission in Libya should have an observation role, not an executive role to impose either individuals or impose a government. If you help Libyans conduct their own affairs and produce a government in the right manner that we are proposing, we are likely to have a competent government. What we are recommending basically is whatever dysfunctional body that is in Libya now, that is the House of Representatives, we go back to that House of Representatives and pick or help the Libyan people assemble a maximum of 39 members of that House of Representatives that represent the cross-section of Libya, but allow each region to nominate the persons that would be running the country, from the Presidential Council to the Prime Minister to the ministers, and produce candidates and nominate more than one person for each region, and then have the body of 39 plus a committee that we are highly recommending, which we call the Competence Committee.
Some Libyans I spoke with are saying that some of you Libyan experts in the diaspora overseas are just there and issuing out press releases without coming to the ground. And then some of these suggestions that you are throwing about are just a figment of your imagination and are not practical enough to resolve the current issues on the ground. Briefly, what is your reaction to that?
I totally agree with you. First of all, not every Libyan that has left Libya and gone outside Libya to study or live in Europe or the United States has earned or has become capable enough to serve the Libyan people. I totally agree with you. What you said, they're outside and finding all kinds of stuff and don't know what's happening underground. You're absolutely correct. That does not apply to me. I'm constantly inside Libya I've helped Libya in so many different ways, and that's a known fact.